Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Gronk is back, Revis is here, and so is the start of the regular season. The Patriots are headed to Miami for opening day. First order of business against the Dolphins for New England, and I think really for every team that takes on Miami this year, is finding a way to get pressure on the passer. Most teams were successful at doing that last year. Ryan Tannehill was sacked 58 times, a franchise record, most in the NFL. And Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich have a chance to do that again on Sunday. A whole new offensive line for the Dolphins. Brandon Albert is the big money guy, the free agent left tackle. Chandler Jones is going to be going against him. Ninkovich is going to have a rookie right tackle in Juwan James out of Tennessee. These are matchups I think the Patriots need to win. You need to make Tannehill uncomfortable, and most teams have been able to do that. Second thing for the Patriots here, offensively, you need to get the running game going. That's another area the Dolphins struggled in last year. 24th in the NFL, stopping the run. They lost Paul Soliai in the middle, so it should be even worse. The linebackers, Donnell Ellerby, Philip Wheeler, they haven't been really good early on in their Miami careers. This is an area I think the Patriots can exploit. We know that Tom Brady in the passing game can get it going, but we don't know about Stephen Ridley. We don't know about the depth of that backfield. There's some questions there. I think the Patriots can run the ball early and often, establish the ground game, get the clock moving, and get a lead and really pound away at the Dolphins. Another area the Patriots need to win this week. Now, one area the Dolphins really excel at is getting pressure on the passer themselves. We all know about Cameron Wake on one side. He's one of the best in the business, but Olivier Vernon is a guy not too many people know about, double-digit sacks last year. The Dolphins can get after it, and that's what they were able to do late in the season in Miami against Tom Brady. They made him uncomfortable. This is going to be a big area. That Patriots offensive line a bit unsettled heading into the season. Logan Mankins not around to keep things intact in the middle of that line. We really don't even know exactly who's going to start at all these positions for New England. So this is an area I think the Patriots are going to really need to watch on Sunday. That's how Miami's defense likes to play. They want to protect that back secondary with the front seven. They want to get pressure, and this is an area the Patriots are going to have to be ready for. I think they get a lead early in this game, play the way the Patriots like to play, make the Dolphins chase, and I think they come out 1-0 with a 31-20 victory. That's going to put a wrap on opening day. The Patriots stay on the road, and they head to Minnesota for week two.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.